A balance for farmers and wildlife. Hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I lived on a farm, farmed my whole life, and also been hunting since I was about 6 years old. So it is a lot of my heritage and on both sides, on the agriculture and on the wildlife side.
Clay County farmer Brian McLaren is enjoying his appointment to the Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission. He's one of 13 commissioners that oversee the Tennessee Wildlife Resources Agency. McLaren raises Angus cattle near Moss, Tennessee, and has been an avid sportsman and feels right at home on the commission.
It's a lot of fun. I'm learning a lot of things. It's a lot of work, a lot more work than I expected, but a lot of information that I'm learning, a lot of things I'm learning about wildlife that I didn't know. It's been fun.
McLaren says one of the toughest issues is keeping a balance of maintaining a healthy wildlife population and keeping farmers happy.
I'm having to step back and look at it from the wildlife management side and also keep my farming roots in the background. Also, in Clay County, I don't, at least where I hunt, we're not overrun with deer. But a few miles down the road, talked to some farmers that have had their alfalfa fields eaten up and not been able to harvest any alfalfa off of them. So there's obviously some imbalance between the herds from one part of the county to the next, and probably that way all over the state.
And McLaren says it's definitely a challenge to figure out that right balance. As the governing body of the TWRA, the commission was first started by then-Governor Gordon Browning in 1949, and today maintains that same goal to parallel wise management of our natural resources with the interests and concerns of sportsmen. Brian McLaren was appointed by Governor Bill Haslam to a 6-year term on the Tennessee Fish and Wildlife Commission, representing District 3. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.